With a newfound interest in girls' golf at Knoxville, the Panthers were poised this spring to take the next step in building up the program that was one of the top programs in Iowa over a decade ago. Senior Maddie Graves was also going to figure into that as she was looking forward to having her best season of her high school career.
This year was definitely going to be the most competitive year that I was going to have on the team. Just because we had Nicole Kusatz, who's coming up as a freshman. She is really good at carrying the ball at a good distance. So that's really helpful. And then myself, Faith, and Amy, all of us were really hoping to be pretty competitive as well. So it's just really disappointing that that won't happen. But I know that next year they'll be really competitive, and so I'm really excited to see them come out hopefully stronger next year.
Her coach, Barry Smith, is disappointed that Maddie and the rest of the team will have to wait until next year to see their potential.
I thought we had a good opportunity to be right out there in the top two or three of conference, and that was going to be one of our team goals. I know individually the things that I was seeing in the off season of what she was doing and how further along some of the other girls were. You know, I think some of those goals could have been met again.
Maddie credits Smith for making the program competitive again and likes that he has to give individual coaching during the season and took the time to coach up the girls and give them confidence.
He's just been incredible. The knowledge that he has to be able to help us is amazing. He can come out on the course and he can watch me play a few holes and be like, okay, so this is an issue that I'm seeing and this is how we can work to fix it. And that's just so beneficial, is that interaction that is immediate to be able to put something into action. And so it's nice to have that during practices as well as during meets. He can kind of help me a little bit during meets, so that's helpful as well.
Maddie tells of a day at practice when she was struggling with her short game. She says Smith decided to limit her to just one club the entire day, and it worked to improve that area of her game.
I'd overshoot it or I'd undershoot it, and so then I would just struggle. And so Barry was like, all right, so this is what you're going to do at practice. You're going to only hit your 9-iron, and you're going to hit it as hard as you can to see where you can actually get it to go. And then it was just really understanding what I can do. And so that's improved a lot. And so now, even if I have a bad shot off the tee, I know I can get it to the green in a pretty short amount of time or small number of strokes, which really has saved me over the past few years.
Maddie will miss playing with her teammates, Amy Sullivan, Faith Hatch, and others, if nothing else, to just hang out and enjoy each other's company.
My drives off the tee, I've struggled with them for years. That's kind of my downfall. And so usually she can help me out with that. And then I can help her with her short game sometimes. So that's kind of fun. But she is an awesome individual. We are pretty good friends. And so at practice, it's her, Faith, and myself. And we'll just play anywhere from 3, 6, or 9 holes. And we just have a blast. So I'll definitely miss that.
Maddie caught the golf bug from her grandfather, who gave her her first lessons in the family backyard.
He was on the course day in, day out. Everybody out there kind of knows Jay Love. And so it was, so he got Alzheimer's when I was probably 13 or so. So just when I was starting to get into golf, and before he kind of couldn't tell me anything, he was like, all right, so Pine Knolls is where you're going to be playing. This is par for every hole. I'm going to teach you how to do all this stuff. And so we'd be in my backyard with little wiffle golf balls and my little kids' golf clubs. And we'd just hit balls in my backyard until I could get out on the course with Tony Rosenbaum.
Maddie adds she is taking the game of golf with her from the rest of her life so she can play after her competitive days are over. And she is set to head to UNI to study Spanish and communications with the desire to be a Spanish teacher after graduation. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.